Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, May 14th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Rome yesterday to meet with Pope Francis, along with the President and Prime Minister of Italy. Zelensky met with President Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni before heading to the Vatican for talks with Pope Francis. During their 40-minute meeting at the Vatican on Saturday, Pope Francis and Zelensky discussed the humanitarian and political situation in Ukraine and the need to continue helping the population of the war-torn country. According to reports in Reuters, the Pope had previously expressed an interest in mediating the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. Zelensky presented the Pope with an image of Our Lady painted on a bulletproof vest and told reporters he also asked the Pope to formally condemn Russian war crimes. It was the first meeting between Pope Francis and the Ukrainian president since the start of the Russian invasion last year. Today is day 445 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Territorial defense forces in Poland are still on the lookout for an object resembling a balloon after the Government Center for Security issued an alert yesterday for residents in Pomerania and two other provinces. Yesterday's RCB alert, which also went out to the provinces of Kujawsko-Pomorsky and Zachodnio-Pomorsky, warned residents that the search for an airborne object resembling a balloon is underway. If found, do not pick the object up. Notify the nearest police station. According to reports by the Polish press agency, some 30 soldiers on the 8th Kujawian Pomeranian Territorial Defense Brigade were searching for the object in the Żurmin district yesterday afternoon. The Polish Ministry of Defense posted on Twitter that according to info from the Air Operations Center, the object is probably an observation balloon. Sweden and Finland topped the 67th edition of the Eurovision Song Contest's grand finale voting last night, with returning Eurovision winner Loreen of Sweden pulling ahead in audience points at the last minute. Poland's entry, Solo, performed by pop singer Blanka, came in 19th of 26 countries in last night's competition, with favorable reviews from critics and audience members. Ukraine's entry, the hip-hop-infused Heart of Steel by Ukrainian electronic music duo Tvorchi, also scored highly, coming in sixth overall with 243 points, just behind Italian-Norwegian pop singer Alessandra with 268 points. The UK hosted this year's Eurovision in place of Ukraine, which despite winning last year, could not host the contest due to Russia's ongoing war. Polish tennis star Iga Świątek advanced to the third round of the women's singles at the Italian Open tennis tournament in Rome, with a double bagel win over Russia's Anastasia Pavluchenkova. The Polish world number one ousted the unseeded Russian player 6-love, 6-love in just 66 minutes in their second-round encounter last Friday. The top-ranked Pole will now face off against Lesya Tsurenko of Ukraine today at 12:15 local time for the chance to advance to the round of 16. Magda Linette is also in the running to advance to the round of 16 in the women's doubles competitions, as she and partner Markéta Šimková of the Czech Republic face off against the Taiwanese duo of Chan Haoqing and Letitia Chan at 1:15 p.m. today.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny, with a chance for rain showers in the late afternoon and early evening, and a light breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will peak at a daytime high of 21 degrees centigrade, or 70 degrees Fahrenheit, before dropping to a low of 11 degrees centigrade, or 52 degrees Fahrenheit, overnight. More rain is expected tomorrow, with sunny skies but cooler temps returning on Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.